Georgia Supreme Court, Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 46 slide. Here is the extracted text from the image. 18 Mrs. Journey G. Levenhart and Miss Miriam Levenhart, both made before the same Burke aforesaid, and on the day aforesaid, that the facts are these with reference to this, that I never having expressed to the said Levenhart or anyone else any opinion with reference to the guilt or innocence of said Frank, except as hereinafter set out, that sometime about 2 weeks before the Frank case was set for trial, which, if my memory serves me right, was about the latter part of June 1913, I had a casual conversation with Mrs. Jenny G. and her daughter Miriam Levenhart. The conversation was substantially as follows. That Mrs. Levenhart said to me, "What do you think of the Frank case?" And I answered her, "By the papers they have found him guilty already." Then she said, "I cannot look at it that way. I think he is innocent." Then the daughter spoke up and said, "What do you think about it, Mr. Johenning?" And I told the daughter that I thought he would have a hard time getting loose, that things did not look very bright for him. I said, "I have only read the papers. That is all I know about it." Then Mrs. Levenhart said she was afraid that he would not get a fair trial. Then I said to her that it was little less than 2 weeks till the trial. Then we would all know whether he was innocent or guilty. That was all that was said. That the said Levenharts are of the same race and religion as Leo M. Frank. That I did not at that time entertain any fixed opinion as to the guilt of Leo M. Frank, and what I said was merely a casual remark made in a casual conversation, and as stated in the conversation, was predicated entirely upon newspaper reports. I never arrived at, entertained, or expressed, either to the Levenharts or to any other person, either at the time and place referred to by them or elsewhere, any settled or permanent opinion, and I distinctly stated that what I said was based simply upon newspaper reports and was open-minded, to be governed, as I was, entirely by the evidence adduced. AB 40.